WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
You'll have to excuse me this week. I'm a little depressed. I figured I'd be a little down. This always happens to me after the Grammy Awards are given out, and this year was certainly no exception. I mean, Manhattan Transfer as Best Pop Vocal Group, Jethro Tull as the Best Heavy Metal Act, Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy was named Song of the Year, completing a cycle of cultural kidnapping. McFerrin's jaunty little throwaway got caught up in the past election year and was turned into a hymn to blissful irresponsibility. When this sort of thing happens, I'm relieved to have an album like New Order's Technique around.
Don't look into the sun, it's not for me or anyone to steal a light out of the sky. Is it really such a sin? 'Cause if it is, then I'll give in. I can't live without your love.
New Order is the pioneer of what some critics have labeled glum rock, and others, upping the emotional stakes a bit, have called gloom and doom rock. By now it's a pose, but a decade ago, New Order came by its depression as honestly as can be imagined. In the late 70s, there was a band called Joy Division, the name for the barracks where prostitutes were kept in the Nazi army. Joy Division was led by songwriter-singer Ian Curtis. Emerging during the period of gleeful hostility we knew as punk rock, Ian Curtis wrote songs about unrelieved despair, and in 1980, he hung himself. Shortly after his suicide, Joy Division's excellent song Love Will Tear Us Apart became a huge international hit. The remaining members of Joy Division formed New Order, and they've released a series of albums since then, each one progressively more popular, each one more entertaining and pointless. New Order has become a band without a purpose, in much the same way that most of the rock and roll that wins Grammy Awards is music without purpose.
Well, what's the use in complaining when you've got what you don't need? Anyone would think you a hot gun too. What do you want me to believe? What the hell is happening? I can't think of everything. I don't know what day it is or who I'm talking to, but I know.
Last week, Rolling Stone magazine announced another set of award winners, the results of its annual readers' poll. To utterly no one's surprise, the Irish band U2 won in every significant category: Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Best Male Singer, the dolorous Bono, Best Songwriter, the dolorous Bono. George Michael won in the category of Sexiest Artist of the Year, but the second place winner was the dolorous Bono. If the tiresome self-righteousness of U2 is all Rolling Stone readers can get worked up about, it suggests a further purposelessness in the air. And as for us critics, well, the Village Voice Critics poll was also released last week. 212 critics voted, including yours truly, and while I should be pleased that my favorite album of 1988, Public Enemy's It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, was the winner by a large margin, I find even that depressing. Why? Because it means that angry, rude, inventive Public Enemy, the poor devils, will now be dismissed by many people, such as Grammy Awards fans and Rolling Stone magazine readers, as a critic's pet, and all the people who've spoken or written to me about what a lot of annoying noise these clever men make will have another excuse to dismiss the most adventurous music of the past year. I'm sure I'll be more chipper next week, but when I'm in this sort of nothing-makes-me-happy mood, I like to put on the well-played, dull music of New Order, reread my dog-eared copy of the Satanic Verses, and wait for this foul mood to pass.